Yes, people, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Mohammed, my blogs, whatever you want to refer me to as. And this is part one of a six-part series. There should be still episode potentially 21 by the time this comes out. But the plan is to preview every PSL team leading up to the PSL starting, which is in about 9 days. So we're going to try and get all the teams done by then. We're going to have six episodes, six videos, 6 days for the six teams. I'm going to be giving you my thoughts, insights, opinions, some stats on every single player within every squad, letting you know how they performed. As you guys know, some of the world's best players have been cleaned up with some of the emerging players in the PSL. So an interesting series about to come up for you guys watching on video on YouTube here. To stop you guys getting bored, there is going to be videos of the guys playing, so you're not having to see my face the whole time. But yeah, this is going to be a very, very exciting series. So we're going to start with this one, episode one. But before we get started, if you're listening on audio, make sure you follow the podcast on whatever platform you can. If you have the ability to like it, follow, rate, review, do all of that, let me know your feedback, thoughts. And if you're watching this on YouTube with the visual overlay, like, comment, subscribe. Make sure you hit the like target. We'll make this 10 for this one. And yeah, let me know your thoughts, which team you support, which team you think can genuinely win, even if you think it is your team, and thoughts on all the players that you've just signed, because there's been a lot of shuffling around more than anything. But yeah, this is going to be a very, very exciting series. And yeah, let's get started. Now, people, before I do get started into all the picks, I want to make it clear I'm literally an hour and a half away from dropping the episode. There have been three changes made to the Islamabad side. There have been a few others to the rest of the PSL. I don't think, unless I'm yet to record it, which is the Peshawar, Quetta and Karachi one, I could probably make changes to those recordings. I can't make it to this one. So I know that Paul Sterling's in, Ali Khan is in. So I can't really talk about them since I've already started editing the process. So I'm sorry if I do end up mentioning players who aren't now in the side, or I haven't mentioned players who are now in the side. It's just something you're going to have to deal with for this episode. I apologise, but for Peshawar, Quetta and Karachi, I will be able to do any changes that happen within the next day or so. I'll be able to talk about them. So yeah, hope you enjoy the episode. Okay, so the first player in the Islamabad United team is Alex Hales. He's been put in from Karachi Kings. He's been pretty successful at Karachi Kings. I can only really give you the stats since he's only played for Karachi, as far as I know. 9 innings, 270 odd runs, averaging 45 with a strike rate of 150. He's been pretty successful at Karachi Kings. He'd regularly bat at the top order. I think with this particular season, he batted a couple innings less just because of how quickly schedules progressed since he's come back. And him and Babar Azam have really just been opening. So Alex Hale has either been stuck at 3 or he wasn't playing at all, which is not great to see. But yeah, Alex Hale's a successful player in T20 cricket. We all know he's probably one of the best T20 batsmen. It's just a shame he's not playing for England because of that failed drugs test for a while now. But yeah, a very, very sick player. Probably going to see that form carried over. As far as I can see it, Islamabad United would have taken him because they've now lost Luke Ronke, who has been an absolute stellar player for Islamabad United. He's helped Islamabad with the opening so many times. Even though it's been a while since he's retired, that guy's been in the runs for a while now. So I guess that's where Alex Hale's role is, to literally cover for Luke Ronke. So we can see him potentially opening the batting regularly throughout the PSL season. Now the next player is Shadab Khan. Definitely one of the most progressive players for Islamabad right now. He has taken the captaincy role as far as I remember. He brought himself up the order. He still bowls those 4 overs. And yeah, he's played a very, very big role for Islamabad United. He's always in the wickets and his batting has heavily improved. He's literally thrown himself in the deep end with Islamabad United. And you could probably say that's helped him with his batting for Pakistan as well. He came in 9 innings last season in terms of runs. 260 odd runs, only about 10 short of Alex Hales, only averaging about 37 compared to Hales' 45. But his strike rate is 160. He bats about number 4, number 5 at Islamabad United. I can expect him to keep that thing, to keep that position. But yeah, a very, very successful player. Probably still going to be the captain for Islamabad United. And the fact that he's only, 22 maybe, shows a big future for Islamabad United in terms of the captain. They're not going to need to look for a constant change of captains if they have a more experienced one right now. Shadab Khan is definitely leading from the front and leading by example, with him constantly probably the one of the best fielders on bar that United has to offer. We'll have to look through to see who's the better ones, but him at backwards point is a myth for batsmen trying to cut the ball. He's always in it with the wickets. Pakistan's first or second string spinner, we'll see how it goes at the Usman Khadir. And yeah, batting number 4, number 5, 160 strike rate with a 37 average. So it speaks for itself. Shadab Khan is probably one of the best, most valuable players that Islamabad and potentially the PSL have to offer. We're at home, so we know he's going to be performing either way. But yeah, that's Shadab Khan. Okay, Colin Munro is the next player. 8 innings last season, 250 runs, 35 average, 150 strike rate. A very decent performer in the PSL, to be honest. He's about 13th in the top run scorer. Top order, left-handed, aggressive, hard-hitting batsman from ball one. He has no problems with doing that. Him alongside Alex Hales is going to be very, very aggressive. The one thing I'd point out is, you know, potentially the risk of the balance in the top order. Essentially, you look at sides where they have a balanced top order, where they have one player or two players who are aggressive in the top three and one who kind of balances it out or plays a little bit more of an anchor role, the way maybe England does with Johnny Bairstow and Darwin Milan, where he rotates to strike, Milan does, and then works his way forward. So Munro and Alex Hales, it's important to make sure from Islamabad's fans' point of view that Munro is able to potentially have to play the anchor role for the first few overs and not give away his wicket, or maybe just, in better terms, putting a bit more of a price on his wicket. Those are two very, very aggressive batsmen from ball one, very high, top 15 for both of them in the top run scorers. So it's important that they, you know, are able to put high partnerships in, because we had with Luke Cronky, who is going to be obviously the Luke Cronky who isn't playing anymore for Islamabad. He wasn't smacking the ball out the park from ball one. Anything that he was able to, he would, but he was more than happy to rotate the wicket alongside Colin Munro. So we'll see who plays that role. He's going to be opening the batting, obviously, with Alex Hales. Alright, the next player for Islamabad United is probably going to be one of the most valuable players in Islamabad United alongside Shadab Khan, and that is Fahim Ashraf. We've seen the performances recently, Test cricket, T20 cricket. The guy can bat now. The guy can very much bat now. It's not a quick 30 or 15 or 27 of 10. We're looking at genuine innings being performed by Fahim Ashraf. He has the ability to rotate the strike and work it around the pitch, but he also has the ability to absolutely launch anything that's in his eye line. So yeah, an invaluable player to the Bucks, to the Islamabad side. Sorry, I think his value just shot up in the last few months since making his Pakistan comeback. We've seen his performances yesterday. He didn't get too many runs against South Africa, but he was very, very good in the New Zealand series. I think he was averaging about 5.5 economy in that series, had a 48 in that series as well against New Zealand. In New Zealand, in Pakistan, you know, we're just going to get even more comfortable. His bowling's good, his batting's good, his fielding isn't bad, to be honest. So yeah, a very, very sick player that Islamabad United have now got their hands on to keep on to the long term. Now, the next Islamabad player is Hussain Talat, the all-rounder. In the last season, he wasn't going particularly well. He had about 3 innings, about 60 runs, 20 average, 100 strike rate. So the stats don't speak a huge amount about him with the bat anyway, but we talk about him in current form. He isn't doing too bad, to be honest. He had a good innings against South Africa in the first T20. This is the time I'm recording this. The first T20 was just yesterday. He had a good innings. He got out on about 15 to a very controversial stumping, but he was looking very, very nice. And you know, he has the ability to bowl as well. So yeah, another valuable all-rounder in Islamabad United's hands. All right, so the next player is Asif Ali, a hard-hitting middle-order batsman for Islamabad. In fairness, you know, his last season in Islamabad in the PSL wasn't actually too bad, too good, to be honest. Strike rate of about 100, got about 60, 70 odd runs. And his form actually most recently in the T10 wasn't too great either. That being said, he was pretty good for Northern in, I think it was the Pakistan Cup. So yeah, it's a bit of a weird one, to be honest, because he said that he's feeling better than he has before. He's improved a lot since he was dropped from the Pakistan side. But at the same time, his most recent form isn't good. He was really bad for the Qalandars in the T10. But his time before that, his tournament for Northern, was actually very, very good. Now the next player is Musa Khan, the young 20-year-old seamer from, I think he plays for Northern now. Very, very talented player. I think he's a similar case to the likes of Nasim Shah. A lot of pace, a lot of raw talent, but it's more so a case of he just needs more time in first class cricket, in franchise cricket. You've seen him go and play in the Bangladesh Premier League. He might play in the CPL, so yeah, it's just a matter of time for him. In terms of how the team looks with him, he probably is going to be a second string seamer. They've got the likes of Hassan Ali, who I'm going to talk about in a couple players' time. They've got Chris Jordan, they've got Rhys Topley. So in terms of seamers, they probably, Islamabad have got enough seamers at this point. But yeah, he probably is going to get a few game time, probably about 5 or 6 games, unless he gets the regular side. But yeah, a very, very sick player. Not someone I don't think is going to be appearing too regularly, but a very, very good talent for the long-term future of Islamabad. Now the next player is Zafar Gohar, left-arm spinner, right-handed batsman, I think, or lefty batsman. Yeah, very, very sick player. His recent form has been outstanding. You've seen him make his test debut. I'm not sure how many T20s played for Pakistan, but you know, we're talking about recent form. His recent form is very good, especially in Pakistan. We can expect him to be one of the main all-rounders in the side alongside Fahim Ashraf. They need a left-arm spinner. From what it looks like right now, I don't really think they have another player alongside. Yeah, they really don't. So there's a good chance he's going to be in the regular side. But yeah, a very good player, huge amount of value he has in the side, whether he's playing in the middle order or he's with his left arm spin. So it's going to be interesting. He doesn't get a huge amount of opportunity right now in the PSL, but hopefully he does get in this one, and we'll see how he goes. Next up is Hassan Ali. I was looking at the sides, and Hassan Ali is now in Islamabad United, and Peshawar Zalmi have got Ahmad Butt. So I can't remember exactly from the news, but there's probably potentially a trade there between the two sides. It's going to be a very, very interesting. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how this whole trade works out, because we've just seen the recent performances of Hassan Ali. He's going to be stellar for Islamabad United. We already know how he's going to perform, and especially with Ahmad Butt, it's going to be interesting because they're two very, very valuable seamers. Hassan Ali also offers the ability to bat probably 6 balls and just thump it out of the park when it's needed. So yeah, a very, very sick player, a lot of pace, very mature, and we can probably expect him to be in the regular side as long as he maintains that fitness. Next up is Lewis Gregory, the all-rounder from England, plays for Somerset, seamer and a batter. His form wasn't actually too bad, to be honest, in recent times. I can't remember if he played in the T10, but I know he has played for Brisbane in the Big Bash, and he didn't play too bad, to be honest. I personally think he's a little bit overrated, in my opinion. I think of how many franchise signings he's been able to pick out. But yeah, I think he's a little bit overrated. That being said, I do wish him all the best. He was playing for Peshawar Zalmi last season and didn't do crazily well, but I reckon, looking at again like the team, he's going to have a similar role to Fahim Ashraf. So it's going to be interesting to see how he plays out for Islamabad this season. Next up is Phil Soul, a regular for Sussex, Brisbane. Probably one of the most acquired franchise batsmen in world cricket right now, to be honest. A very, very sick player. We can expect him to be batting at the top order. He's been at Islamabad United for a while now. And yeah, I can expect him to be batting 3-4, but definitely being in the regular side. He's a very talented batsman, hard hitting. He's a regular in the Big Bash. And yeah, man, a very, very sick player. His record is not too bad, to be honest. I can't remember his stats for Islamabad, but I know he averages about 35 in T20 cricket anyway. And doesn't offer anything with the ball, but yeah, a very, very talented batsman. And Islamabad have got another very good long-term player ahead of them. They've had him for a few seasons now, and I don't expect him to be dropping him anytime soon as well. Next is Rahil Nazir, keeper batsman. If I look at the side now, there's a good chance he probably can be in the regular side. I don't really see any other keeper batsman, but yeah, I think he was named Pakistan's Emerging Player of the Year. A very talented player, bats a bit like Babar Azam. Doesn't get a huge amount of playing time though recently in the PSL. I think last season he was playing for Multan. Couldn't really get going, to be honest, as far as I know. But that being said, very, very sick player. He's about 20 years old, has a massive future ahead of him. I can definitely see him playing for Pakistan within the next probably 4 years as a regular. So yeah, Islamabad have got themselves a very talented player. I think Multan do end up signing a lot of overseas players and a lot of big names. So probably makes sense why they dropped him for now, but I think they have probably lost out in their long term. Now next is Rhys Topley. He's been in the PSL for a couple seasons now. Did get the call out back to England. There's a potential we'll see him there, but he's one of those players who had a massive amount of talent, and it's really a lot to do with his injuries that have held him back. He's only 26 years old, which is crazy to think about given the amount of time he's been playing for Sussex, for Surrey, and for England actually, which is quite a while ago now. So yeah, a very, very good player they've got their hands on. As long as he can keep his fitness, I don't see why he can't be in the regular side for Islamabad as well. Next is Iftikhar Ahmed, the all-rounder, batsman and off-spinner, right arm. You know, the Karachi Kings have actually, the team who left off him, I'm guessing obviously Islamabad have acquired him. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. There's very much a chance for him to be in the side. You know, they haven't got really many spinners, to be honest, apart from Zafar Gohar. There isn't actually a regular off spinner in that side who has a big name to them already, unless they play emerging players. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. If the guard was pretty much a regular in the Karachi side, there's no reason why he can't be here as well. And yeah man, there's not really much to say about Iftikhar in that sense. So that's the Islamabad squad. Honestly, again, like I said, I'm going to be trying to be as unbiased as possible, but in fairness, I don't think that's going to be a PSL winning side. They did disappoint last season, probably their worst season they've ever had last season. They finished pretty much at the bottom of the table. But yeah, this honestly doesn't look like a tournament winning side. You know, we look at some of their players, in my eyes, they've barely got enough depth in the batting lineup. It looks as if there's an injury, they'll barely be able to cover for it. So Islamabad United, I think, have failed with their draft this season, even though they have got the likes of Hasan Ali. So yeah, they have got a very, very strong bowling lineup. They've got Hasan Ali, Akif Javed, Fahim Ashraf, Hussain Talat, Musa Khan, Zafar Gohar, Lewis Gregory, Rhys Topley, Chris Jordan. They've definitely covered the bowling aspect. I just don't think there's enough depth in the batting lineup. I think there's just too many all-rounders, not enough specialist batsmen there, and not enough covers for that. So yeah, that's my opinion on Islamabad United. Islamabad United fans, don't get onto me. I know I said I'm a local Islanders fan. I'm trying to be as unbiased as possible. So let me know what your thoughts are. Do you think this is a tournament winning side? If not, why? Let's talk about it in the comments. I reply to all of you guys. So yeah, let me know what you think of the Islamabad side. If you're not a Islamabad United fan, let me know anyway. Do you think this is a tournament winning side? Is this the strongest side? Do you think they'll finish at the bottom of the table or nearer for the bottom of the table this season as well? Load of questions to be answered. Let me know all your thoughts in the comments below. I've been Mel Blogs. This is part one, episode something of the podcast. This is part one though of 6 of the PSL preview series. Hope you enjoyed this. Like, comment, subscribe if you're on YouTube. Follow the podcast, stream all the other episodes if you're on audio streaming. And yeah, I'll see you guys on part 2.